This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Here we go, Tuesday night, Intel Scanner, 8:30, I don't know, it's been a crazy week.
It's been a crazy week in the news, man.
What? We talked about the plane wreck last week. What were some other current events? We got the plane wreck, we got ISIS still killing everybody.
The emails came back up here 2 days ago as the email scandal was starting to make headlines again.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of counted that one out as BS. There's the news. There's the John Stewart news. That's the one I'm excited about.
The John Stewart news.
John Stewart, like, when I was in high school, man, I was there when Chelsea Clinton said, "Dad, duh, everybody gets their news from John Stewart and The Daily Show." I was watching The Daily Show then, and I was super stoked that this not so pretty, but of my age girl, whose daddy was the president.
She's all right now.
Yeah, no, she grew into something, didn't she?
Yeah,
she they couldn't keep her ugly forever.
I'd come in her.
So, anyway, when that happened when I was a kid, I've been a Daily Show fan ever since. Like, that solidified me as a permanent Daily Show fan.
Now we were just talking about this, and they brought in some multi-internationalist, multicultural nonsense. They couldn't bring in a redneck American to do that show. They couldn't find...
This guy, his name is Trevor Noah. He's from South Africa. He's about my age, 35.
You're 35?
Yeah, dude, I look 90, dude. I look like Reed Richards, dude. I love it. Chicks call me Mr. Fantastic.
I'm just kidding. I'm like a woman. I never drop my age.
What? I'm so proud of my age. Like, I'm going to be eligible to run for president here in 2016, but I can't because I didn't hold a previous elected office. But
well, how is saying that?
Yeah, you have to have held a previously elected office
before
you can run for president.
No, I got the Constitution right here.
I can grab the Constitution from the other room.
No, I got it right.
Are the statutes in the for that? I thought they were.
Maybe. I suppose we're doing mass shootings tonight, Intel Scanner, but we're going to do some current events first, and then I would definitely like to talk about a few other things.
Sorry, I didn't mean to just.
Oh, no, jump in.
Throw my fucking dick in there like a fucking cocksucker, but anyways.
Do you have to serve a first term? Maybe this guy knows. Do you have to serve a first term?
No, I got it right here. What are we talking about? The executive branch?
No, to become president, do you have to serve a first term in government?
Requirements.
I got amendments.
To public office first.
That's what I said, and these guys wanted to argue with me as if that's like a question.
No, I don't know.
You have to have been voted for something before you can even run.
So I can go for city council, and then we're going to start a campaign.
That's why Barack Obama was a city fundraiser, was like a fundraiser type of guy. And then he was elected into the Senate for like a term.
But nobody's seen this guy. Nobody knows this guy from Chicago.
Planted in the motherfucker from the get-go.
The article I read is that the other professors denied him tenure, that there was questions of his scholarship, that he was a joke, that nobody even took him seriously in university was the... arguments I heard about Barack Obama. That wasn't substantial, and I didn't actually read the quotes, but there was a summary.
There's a YouTube channel, if you ever listen to DJ Academics, and that's from Chicago, the South Side, whatever. None of these niggas in the hood know about a Barack
ever
Obama.
Ever heard of him.
Ever heard of him.
Never bought a joint off him or nothing.
And niggas in the hood out there know. The rich black guys, the poor, I mean especially the rich like guys that are organizing neighborhoods. They ain't never heard of no Barack Obama. I mean, don't take our word for it. But here we go. We're getting started. This is fun. Mass shootings here in a little bit. I did want to talk about William Christopher Wolfe. What? Oh, hold on 1 second on that.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
All right. Good. Because I'm grabbing my computer.
Okay. no person except a natural born citizen or a citizen of the U.S. at the time of the adoption of the Constitution shall be eligible for the office of president, nor shall any person be eligible to that office who shall not have attained the age of 35 years and been 14 years of a resident within the U.S.
They only have to be a resident.
That is the only requirements in the Constitution for the president.
So you don't office. Even you don't even really have to speak perfect English.
Like you have to be 35 years old and a natural born citizen, or
and have lived in the United States for 14 years.
And that's it. That's the only requirement.
That's
to
it.
to be the sock puppet in chief.
None of that.
Oh.
Now maybe to be nominated by a party, the Republican Party, which is bullshit. The Democratic Party, which is bullshit. The Tea Party, which is bullshit. The Independent Party, whoever the fuck
Green
they
party.
Fucking
bullshit.
Claim themselves
bullshit.
To be. They're all
Green
fucking
party.
Bullshit. You know, if you want to be nominated by one of their parties, maybe you might have to meet their fucking.
No, as long as you dance. It just seems as long as you're a dancer.
Yeah, you know, as long as you meet the fucking quota of the fucking day. Do we got any sound effects for that?
As long as you're a dancer.
Rhythm was a dancer. Oh,
man. A good song. You can see Barack Obama dancing to that, huh? Doing the robot or something.
Anyways,
rhythm is a dancer.
I dance
for corporations.
I'm feeling a little fucking trigger happy right now, so let's... Let's talk about killing.
Thinking
some
about
fucking,
Barack Obama or Rhythm Dancer.
I just want to dance.
I just want to dance.
Isn't that the line in that Dazed and Confused movie? I love that movie. That shit's
what
fun.
Is
oh,
going
fuck.
On here?
That shit got way too full, way too quick.
So I did want to talk about William Christopher Wolfe, man.
I'm prepared to talk about this man.
Yes, I really want to talk about this.
I have a strong opinion about this guy.
So do I.
I have several strong opinions.
Hold
about
on
this
the
guy.
Opinions. Let's do the facts first, and then we'll run with the opinions.
All right.
This man is being held. I checked right before the show. He is still being held in Yellowstone County detention facility.
Oh, yeah. Contributions for his bond can be made to
the no bond. He's being held under no bond.
Just send us money, anyways. Fuck,
yeah.
Dude. Jesus.
Send the station and us money.
Yeah.
Also,
have we already decided you're going to stick up for this guy?
No, wait. We want to talk to him. That's all.
Can we plug the station real fast?
Will 406-545-4496. We are
option
eagerly
one.
Awaiting your call.
Choose option one when you call. That's 406-545-4496. Option one. This is mtradio.net. You're listening to the Intel Scanner. I am the F bomb. With my associates, N-Word, E-Rock, and J-Love.
Oh, yeah, I'll be J-Loving you all night, motherfucker.
As well as our technical support from the professor.
You're the only person without a acronym.
No, he's got
for a
the
name.
Professor, man. That's a professor. You can't fuck with that.
D-Professor.
So we're talking about this Wolf guy out of
William Christopher Wolf.
Los Angeles. And this William Christopher Wolf, what do we think? What's the facts then? So
Okay.
Just start with just the facts, ma'am.
I got him. Okay, all right. This is what this guy did, all right? He had grizzly bears coming into his yard, killing
No,
chickens.
Stop. Wrong story.
Yeah, wrong guy.
Hold on, okay.
Are you sure?
William
about the guy.
Okay, William Christopher Wolf.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, different guy.
Boy.
Okay, so go. Facts.
Okay. William Christopher Wolf, he was a talk radio blog, and he ran a show on there, and it was an anti-government. I listened to several episodes of it. It wasn't I didn't hear anything too radical. Now I guess some undercover federal agents befriended this guy about a year ago, and they buddied up to him and were his friend and this and that, and then of course you know. He has his views and he gets crazy or whatever and says some things and they record it, of course, and then they offer to sell him some guns. So the FBI out at their little fucking gun making factory makes an illegal firearm, an absolutely illegal, fully automatic shotgun, and sells it to this man, and then they turn around and arrest him for a crime that they are just as complicit in committing as he is. I mean, if this man is going to be held for federal firearm crimes, then the whole entire FBI has to be held for federal firearm crimes. Correct or no?
Correct.
Okay. It seems to
me. Well, that's where we're at though, and he is being held under no bond, and the FBI totally set this all up, and where are we at?
Well, according to the article, he was calling for violence, calling for action, calling for people to gather together against the government.
No, no different than what we're doing.
He was just
entirely different than what we're doing.
No, yes. He was just speaking in just common conversation.
We don't even know this guy.
No.
But I listen to his show, and I can compare it to the show I've been producing for a year and a half, and he has a lot of similar views.
You can rightfully that we're assume.
But we are attempting to temper that in you, and that guy seems like a lost fucking cause.
A lone wolf. He's a lone wolf out like, there just trying to gather.
Is that you have a lot of hardline thoughts in this guy's point of view, but have no real intention of going through with it.
Yeah.
Like, this guy, like, bought a gun, and he was like, I'm going to do something about it. Right. And that's what they stopped him for.
So that's their contention is. No, anyway.
Exactly. That's thought crime. This is 1984 fucking thought crime bullshit. Now, if they really wanted to get him on something, they should have sold him the gun and then done 24-hour day surveillance. And then right when he loaded the gun and was about to run into Sandy Hook fucking elementary and then stop him, you know?
Well,
it would have been the same thing.
Well,
as,
what?
Because no. Well, this is thought crime.
That's a
this
huge difference.
It was an illegal weapon
that the FBI made. The FBI made this in there's the fucking FBI factory sold this to a man.
May I submit that there's no such thing as an illegal weapon?
There is.
Please
shall not be infringed.
Particularly in Montana.
Thank you.
An illegally modified weapon.
There you go, then.
Fucking so legally modified.
I can modify this Coke bottle.
Fuck this shit.
Into something that will kill you. I can freeze it.
I can modify
it. It becomes modified into a lethal weapon.
And if you're caught using it against somebody, you will be held accountable for that.
I can modify the air conditioning system
if I
in your
use
car.
It. If I use it. If you're threatening
use the
people
weapon.
With
he didn't
walking
use the weapon.
Around
with your Coke
he wasn't,
bottle
though. He didn't. He wasn't.
Bring
he
down.
Never used the weapon. Whoa. Never had it. He never had the weapon carrying it around
easy,
in public.
Easy, kids. Easy. All right.
Don't you
so
tell me what to do.
He didn't do anything with the weapon. He committed no crime other than purchasing an allegedly
illegal firearm
from the FBI. Illegally modified.
Not some backwards sheriff fucking idiots trying to set somebody. I mean, we're talking the FBI.
Yeah.
So that brings me to the next question.
He bought it after the FBI illegally manufactured it.
Illegally modified a firearm. This is so insane. The entrapment laws in this country
I
are insane.
I think that this whole thing's going to get thrown out, but I think they're making an example out of this guy.
Yes,
I think,
which brings me to my next point, too.
He's going
to
be an awesome guest
Make
on the show.
Make your next point, because I think it plays on a point that we were making on this show. If we know the FBI is listening to these shows because they got this guy, they're listening to this show, I know that the reasonable things that get said around here are the things that differentiate ourselves from a one-mouth talkie show like Rush Limbaugh or this guy who doesn't have anybody to say.
No, he had a bunch of people. Pal. No, he had several
people.
No,
they were
That's
all
why
reinforcing
they
his
with
crazy,
them.
Dude. Every person that was on that show just was crazier than he was.
I don't know. There was
especially the woman that was.
I liked her. I want her on the show. Exactly. You listened. Yes, great.
Yes.
I liked her. If you're
she
listening,
was
woman,
crazier
she
than
has
he was.
She has her own show. It's The View from Montana. It's
wow,
still going.
Really? Cool. And it's still going. The View from Montana. We want her on the show. What's her name? My God.
Call her right now.
We're
going to
find her on the
call her tonight
in
a little bit.
Time out.
In the second
on the break,
segment.
On the first break, we're going to
In the second
we're gonna
segment, we're
going to
call this girl.
Yeah.
Whoa, the fucking View of Montana, seriously?
Somebody should email it at a regular time and set this
maybe,
thing up properly.
Can
maybe
I just
oh, no.
talk dirty to her? I mean, I just want to...
Yeah, later.
I'm going to find her boyfriend's cell phone and I'm going to call him and be like, put your bitch on the phone.
We actually don't condone the actions of somebody who wants to go guns up against the government.
No. No, we do not.
Well,
I do not.
It is our obligation to defend our country against a tyrannical
government.
All right. Well, that brings us to our next topic, which is the only good conversation that can be had is by two armed generals with the army behind each of them.
Yes.
That's been said about...
That has been said.
7,000 years ago.
We're going to have a good show tonight, mass shootings. This should get really hot.
Yes.
Yes.
It's Sandy Hook, we're Batman going shooting.
Because this is how that shit starts.
There might be a mass shooting tonight.
FBI, NSA, who knows?
No, there's no guns. We don't have
guns. No, we are unarmed here.
People are going to like guns.
People are going to shoot us.
For the record, we are unarmed here at the Intel Scanner tonight.
Whoa.
Well, we have arms.
On the end of my body.
Are you fucking kidding me? Really?
I think really the point is that when you don't have an agenda or your agenda seems clear and be found like insane, okay? I think that's what has been found here in this Wolf case. This guy's agenda's been made clear. He's had a radio show for many snows. He's been on the air. He's been allowed to say his piece, and it's crazy. Like, everybody is like, listen to what he has to say. And the FBI was like, okay, we're taking this crazy person down. That's what happened.
No, I understand that.
Maybe.
And maybe not. But if they were gonna go to the trouble of having a firearm of this level manufactured and sell to this guy and have this big old case, then they should have waited until he was at the moment of popping off.
How do we know they manufactured it?
The article stated from the federal media.
Did they say
it's a Sangra 12 Russian?
No, did they just take it from their evidence? Well, probably.
No, they had to further modify it, they say.
Yeah, that's what they said.
They did.
Right. That's what they say. They probably pulled it out of their fucking... Well, let's give it... The dummy gun sales vault. They're like, here.
This is a level 3 felony.
This is a level 3 Timothy McVeigh. We mean other guy that needs stuff?
We mean...
Yeah, and I mean, that's a great point that needs to be made at this point. I mean, the Unabomber did train in Montana. Did buy his stuff there.
Oh,
and
Ted Kaczynski? Oh, he was...
He was
UCLA schooled. He was really
But
smart.
He was in Montana.
Yeah, when he got busted.
Because of the location. It wasn't had nothing to do with it. It's a place where
crazy goes.
Fester. We have laws that allow people to express themselves.
Right. Or as I would
so
like.
Come on home to Montana. No, home of the festering crazy.
Shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out of here. Ooh, I
like
will kill
our
you all.
Slogan says for Montana, get lost.
I slash any car.
Even John Tester tells stories about how crazy his dad was and how he was stopping the power company from running power lines on their land and he'd meet them at the door with a shotgun. Yes, because just the people.
That's hindering progress.
That we're moving.
That is hindering progress. How dare him hinder progress?
Well, yeah, you know.
You guys are the ones talking about the Constitution.
It's the democracy.
Society should not suffer for the fucking benefit of one.
Democracy means you don't always get your way.
No, it's majority rules, right?
Which means...
But democracy does not occur in the Constitution anywhere.
When we get some democ going... Yeah.
This is an independent republic.
This is a goddamn... Corporate aristocracy is what it is. A corporate aristocracy.
That's what it's become, yeah.
So tell me, because Jim wasn't here when we had the conversation dude running for president.
J-Lo.
Ted Cruz.
Talk to
me about... The Cruz. Okay, because constitutional values is something he's a freak about, something you're a freak about. You
Ted
should
Cruz
love this
wants
guy.
Wants to date you. What do you say?
I don't like Ted Cruz.
Why? He says everything that you say without stuttering.
Exactly.
He should be like your hero.
He says,
but he went to Princeton, he went to Harvard, and he's
And he's just as smart as Jim.
He's one of them.
Okay. He says everything that I want to hear, but actions speak louder than words. And you look at his past fucking
his
record.
His voting record is good.
Is everything
pretty good.
You would vote for,
I'm not
Jim.
Even,
come on, this is your boy.
Oh, God damn it. Look at his wife, though.
Is she cute?
They make her on stage.
Oh, is she a Goldman Sachs lady?
Yeah,
oh,
she's sure. An executive.
So, dude, his wife is an executive at Goldman Sachs?
Weird.
So we got Ted Cruz, whose wife is like...
She
like
could be a John, Rothschild,
like,
dude.
Like John Kerry, whose wife is heir to the Heinz fortune.
Yeah.
That just like merged with Kraft.
Ketchup.
Oh, fuck.
This
look
is
at
your
all these,
boy.
Look at all these goddamn motherfucking... Look
plants.
At him, look at that marionette over there saying exactly what people like me want to fucking hear.
So why don't you believe him?
Because he's fucking on TV.
Oh, somebody has to be there to fight for your
somebody
values,
does.
Jim.
You know what?
You know who wasn't ever
who
on fucking... You know who wasn't
Ted
on fucking,
fucking
TV?
Cruz
no,
does that.
Not.
Hey,
no,
President 2006.
No,
fuck
but,
six,
no.
Man.
Yeah.
Look at it like this, though.
I just vomited in my mouth. A
all right, so you're if you're listening...
No, wait.
To this show on the Intel Scanner tonight, 406-545-4496. Choose option one. You will be live on the air. Choose option one. 406-545-4496. This week's episode is brought to you by
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
What about the
hashtag
chat
what
channel?
Would Cruz say?
Mass shootings is the show. We're still discussing Ted Cruz, though. You know what would make
we're
Ted Cruz...
We're going into mass shootings, though, later. We've touched on something.
I gotta know
why
Jim doesn't like Ted Cruz.
You know why I don't like Ted Cruz? He needs a mustache. Ted Cruz with a big old fucking
dude,
chunky mustache.
Chuck Norris would his own fucking mustache.
Do you know why?
Ted Cruz.
Do you know why I don't like Ted Cruz? It's because he's evangelical. And any politician that has any belief in a mythical creature, I don't want to fucking follow.
I'm a mythical creature, motherfucker.
That's as simple as fucking
better,
that.
Best belief.
If you're gonna base your fucking morals on a fucking book that was written by fucking
like the
crazy
Constitution,
motherfuckers.
Piece of shit.
I know, that shit.
The Constitution was an educated fucking document.
Oh, and now the Flavian
and
Bible. The Roman Imperial cult that's been around for 10,000 years is all of a sudden
Flavius
dumb.
Pontificus.
It was a manner of control.
It's still controlling people like the Constitution.
The Constitution was a manner of
restraining the government.
It was a foundation
control for the government.
No, it was a foundation for
supposed
freedom from a
monarchy. People by the people, for the people.
Exactly.
Control.
Life, liberty,
goes
and the
all
pursuit
the way
of happiness.
Like the Trinity.
Restraints on the government.
Restraints on everybody if the government is the people. Oh.
Oh, burn.
Restraints on...
Sorry.
No, it was supposed to be just a very
the
severely...
elected representatives
it's
of
called
the people.
It's called a manarchist or a menarchist, actually.
Monarchist?
No, menarchist is...
Patriarch?
Is the, like, the term. I probably am not even fucking pronouncing it right. But it's where you believe in a very, very, very limited civil fucking government. Police force, fire force, you know, I mean... You know, these minor things that we need for
put some in that.
Everyone in the fucking town to fucking live and shit.
I don't know. Limited government. We're all for limited government.
Minarchist. That sounds like a modern term, but I like it.
Well, somebody
it's like a minotaur.
This guy Ted Cruz says everything Jim says, and now all of a
he's
sudden
an he's an evangelical, and I don't believe in that.
You have to take that though as part of what he has to do on your behalf to get into the presidency. He has to just say, "Oh, I'm an evangelical. Whatever it takes to be president." He's doing that for you, Jim.
Yeah, he's doing whatever it takes to be fucking...
To be the next sock puppet in
China. Yeah,
and that's
for
what
you.
Fucking... He's being fake, and
for
that's what I see.
Constitutional values.
No. I see
stop,
him being fake.
Stop.
He's not standing
stop,
for anything.
Stop, hold
that's
on.
That's all he says.
We need to do a big timeout right
he's
here.
He's standing for a fucking charade. It's as simple as
breaks,
that.
Okay, anybody who would ever want to be president of the United States understands and knows... Because these are educated, smart people. They know that they are going to be a stupid rubber stamp sock puppet that does whatever they're told. They are not a free thinker. They are whatever. So anybody who would want to run for this position is a stupid fucking ass clown. Look at Ronald Reagan. Look at a Bush Jr.
Jimmy Carter.
Look at a Jimmy.
Jimmy Carter has
Bush
almost saved the world single-handedly.
I like Jimmy Carter. I like Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
I say Ronald Reagan. I say Ronald Reagan.
My peanut
fuck
farmer,
Ronald Reagan.
Really?
Fuck Ronald Reagan.
Jimmy Carter has done more to save lives in Africa than any single person. It's entirely possible that Jimmy Carter single-handedly has saved more fucking lives than Nostradamus, dude.
Dude, he didn't. Like, he had solar panels on the fucking White House. True story. Ronald Reagan came in and tore them off. Yep. Jimmy Carter had solar panels on the White House. Ronald Reagan came in and tore
them off. He wants you to call your shitter. He wants you to call it a Jimmy instead of a John. From now on, he would prefer that.
No, don't do that.
He says, call it the Jimmy.
Oh, be nice.
I don't want you shitting on me, motherfucker.
Because he has built more urinals in the world and more shit houses in Africa.
Jimmy Carter.
And he has done so much to control human waste and like reduce human suffering in those villages
that needs to be fucking done.
Deserves some sort of like Martin Luther humanist award.
So Jimmy Carter Boulevard and Jimmy Carter Day we should be having next, right?
Like if you respected anybody like Martin Luther or Jesus or like Hammurabi,
Gandhi,
whatever. Jimmy Carter has like some argument to be on
Jimmy
that
Carter
list.
Is like Gilgamesh.
I don't know who his Enkidu is, but
Saddam Hussein has a pretty good, be, you know,
never heard of
him. Civilian
action. Who would be his
and his government.
Me?
You know?
Who was the biggest fucking goofball president of all time?
Oh, fuck.
Go.
I don't know. Goofball?
GW,
fuck's sake.
But really? We got Bush Jr.
I mean, really?
What do we got?
The fat guy that came by, that brought on World War I.
FDR?
No. Before that, 1920. Calvin Coolidge.
Coolidge. Wow, that's fucking good call.
Way back.
Yeah, he was wonky.
Worse than Bush Jr.? Bush Jr.?
To Calvin
Coolidge. We need to do a Bush Jr. show. We need to do a show just dedicated, and we'll just do it.
He doesn't deserve that.
You might be able to get him on the phone.
What does he deserve?
That motherfucker's bored. You might be able to get him on the phone.
To be forgotten.
Give him a call.
Holy forgotten.
He needs to come on the show.
Happened.
All right, okay.
Let's just talk about presidents as if that just never happened. As if everything that happened in the Bush Jr. administration. Because that happened while we were old enough.
George Washington founded this nation.
That never happened.
Kennedy had a...
This country never happened.
If George Washington was in the army, in the military today, he would be routed out as a bad one. He would be like...
Failed a lot of battles.
And you're a
dude.
Super,
he fucking sucked as a general.
No,
he did not suck as a general.
Who? Take that back, George
Washington.
Man.
Who? He sucked
the
as a general, man.
The first GW, motherfucker. Yeah, the first.
Whoa,
GW.
That's a bold statement.
For a constitutional scholar like you,
that's a bold statement.
Look at his record.
From what I can read,
it's not a statistic.
A lot of guys did die. A lot of guys did die under his command.
Well, he won.
Look at Valley Forge. Look at that dumbass motherfucker in Valley Forge. He's like,
he
wait it out.
On Christmas, dude.
He killed them all.
Like, he
we
can
cross the Delaware and lose, like, fucking 35% of our army at the same time.
George Washington would take his soldiers that were raping and pillaging hang them for raping
first
and pillaging.
And talk to me.
Did not tolerate that type of thing.
Was
he took the moral high ground.
He did some really fucked up things.
Yeah, I don't know. G-Dub was
raping
pretty rude.
And pillaging though.
G-Dub won the war.
Just be a soldier
bull
for G-Dub.
Read the Jefferson conspiracies. It won a Pulitzer Prize, and
man,
George Washington is not the sweetheart.
George Washington is a fucking dickhead, man. If he
were
alive,
none of them
were. If he were alive,
none of them were.
today, he would be
that brings
compared
me to this
Ebenezer
point.
Scrooge.
This
I'm
point of
you.
Contention here, then, though, you, to be a leader like that, you have to leave your morals behind sometimes.
Yes.
You gotta break an egg and make an omelet.
Way gone.
And so breaking eggs to make the omelet, yes.
Way gone.
And so how do you lead, then, without breaking some eggs?
I could see George Washington going across the Delaware holding Machiavelli up high. In the but just holding the prince up high. We're doing this. Machiavelli told me it's possible, and let's do it.
He did it.
He did it. For fucking
totally
sure he did.
He totally did
and
it.
And he followed the rules of Machiavelli.
And won.
And did it.
To sure. this day.
Took
cheers.
The moral high ground
we
as much as he could.
We now have a non-third world country. Like our,
no, we're the head
we
of the evil empire
like London
now.
Or Ireland. or any other, like,
whatever empire,
wherever white people live in the old empire, the new Atlantis is so much better than that.
6% of the world is white people, yo. 6%. Most of the world ain't white people. Yeah, most of the world ain't white. Yeah, out. And so without, and so without a 2.1 children to couples ratio, then the white people will be slipping into inexistence really soon. We don't want to talk about white people or white heritage or pride.
I'm non-black.
How about racial awareness? Can we talk about racial awareness? Are you aware that you're from some certain race? I think
you missed
race?
That bit when we were talking about Trevor Noah and the apartheid era of the South African government during the 1970s
what is
and
that
early
now?
80s. It was a law that was enacted by the
apartheid?
Evil...
Apartheid, yeah, yes. And by Nelson Mandela, blah, blah, blah.
By the evil government back then, like, for,
away.
For white
trying
guys...
Trying to save those poor
Nelson
white women
Mandela
from
black
man. Chicks as a method in controlling the race... divide.
But then he instilled communism
instead.
So
they didn't want the whites to...
So you totally...
Exactly. To go all Thomas Jefferson.
Nelson Mandela instilled communism.
So the idea
instead
is...
Instead of apartheid. He took away the apartheid and was like communist now.
So like...
Same
that's
thing.
That's what Nelson Mandela...
The meet point
the
is...
the new boss.
Is that this guy,
same
Trevor
as the old
Noah,
boss.
Who's going to be the
all right,
new
all
host
right.
of The Daily Show, was born during that period as part of an illegal birth.
Oh.
And so he has an interesting moral
so
dilemma.
So let me guess. His mom was white, dad was black?
No, come on.
His of course.
His mama was like,
oh, of course. Oh, let me get some of that.
She was in prison.
Let me get some of that black pudding. Like Barack Obama's mom.
But his
mom.
Dad
out
was
there
a
just
soldier.
Slumming. Out there just slumming.
On leave right. in oh, part of the Swiss military. Okay. And he was on... service in South Africa.
Okay, okay.
You got jungle fever.
Let me ask this question. What the fuck does that even fucking matter, though? At this day and in fucking age, though, regardless, does it really only matter if he can host the show or where he comes
what,
from?
What, is some black guy hosting Daily Show now, or is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he's
they
probably
just
half
announced
black,
it yesterday.
Like, it doesn't
black.
Matter if
what
he's
matters,
black or not.
What matters
not black,
is who
black.
Relates
doesn't
to him.
Doesn't even matter. Right.
Target audience.
Right.
Who does he
right.
move? Can he make me like him? Even though I don't like him now.
But he's
can I listen to his
puppet,
words
though.
For like 5 minutes and all of a sudden I like him all of a sudden?
Yeah, you will.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a gift.
But he's really hypnotizing. He has like an English lordy kind
of.
So
he's half white, half black.
Like
he's South African.
He's
Jewish, Muslim.
The whole thing.
The whole rap.
Everything.
Wow.
The whole,
he's
it all.
Everything.
I can't wait to meet him.
He's
great.
He
me too.
Relate. Get him on the show.
If you're a human, he's got you.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
He's got like a plus 19 on the fucking.
The whole thing. He's
hexagonal
like,
dice and shit.
Do you even emotion?
Do you?
I'm just saying.
Do you even charisma?
Do you even charisma?
All right, but hey.
Do you even charisma?
All right.
Fuck off.
Right?
So that's what we're talking about here is this guy's charisma. He has
exactly.
charisma, you say.
It could exactly. be manufactured. My point is it's manufactured. I say it's a false charisma. I think it's a very trained Barack Obama charisma.
Okay, here we go.
Okay,
here we go.
Well,
talking about.
I like that. Yeah. I like that because
charisma.
Because...
Well, I don't know if there's a false charisma. It's you're either charming or you're not, and
but it's what
it,
makes
it's a,
you charming.
It's a false wisdom,
is what's false.
Maybe.
No, because wisdom.
He might.
It's not unique wisdom. It's cheesy wisdom. It's
so. How about like
wisdom.
A false intention behind his good charisma, though? You know. He's using his good charisma to pretend.
It appears
you know,
as though he has
a
no
bad
agenda. He's got no kids. He's got no old lady. He travels alone. Have you ever heard of Henry Rollins? He's got a very
comedian.
Henry Rollins background. Like, he's been in bands. Like, people know who he
what?
Is.
Really?
Yeah, he's a stand-up comedian. He's had his own radio show. He's had his own television talk show in a very Jay Leno kind of a way. Mm. All in South Africa. He speaks a dozen different languages, including Japanese.
Holy fuck. His name should be Gary.
Yeah, that's a Gary,
Gary Johnson
motherfucker right there.
Yes.
That's a name that's dying. But
totally.
That guy should be named Gary. But
that guy should be named Gary.
No, but no.
You have to say it like
I totally agree Gary. With you there. I mean, it's, Gary. You know, this guy is, he's kind of the thing that satisfies Everything.
You speak
everything.
Nine languages.
I think if somebody paid him to try to convince you that white is black, you would sit there and listen to the whole fucking thing. And
every
you would miss
award.
The train.
Well, yeah, you know,
you would entirely
award.
Miss
he's
the boat because he was talking, that white was black, and you were just like, oh, shit, and then your ride's gone, and he wins.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's not—he's not a Snoop Dogg. He's not—he's not a—I mean, he's not a Dr. Dre. He's not, I mean, he's not that.
He could that, be fat. He could—you know—he could be way more popular than that.
I got a bag and a bottle right here.
It could entirely happen
in a bag.
He's on a path that very few people have ever tread.
I did it.
As far as his youth and popularity and the things that make him popular.
The one thing that I really like about how they put him on the Daily Show versus, I mean, they easily could have put it, you know, somebody with the level of Stephen Colbert easily, you know, somebody at that fucking
oh, Stephen
level.
Colbert one day will run for president.
He already did. He'll win probably.
Don't,
he was like
he
at 20%
really
of the
want
vote.
To.
Oh, he will win, Stephen though, Colbert. Someday, one day.
These are all a bunch of fucking rejects, these Comedy Central assholes. They're all a bunch of idiots.
You're just in a fucking hole.
They have a huge following.
Hashtag Ted Cruz for president.
Whatever. These guys got a huge following. A lot of people watch what they say. What they say is very controlled.
Yes.
They're putting forth the agenda of their superiors.
Bunch of rubber stampers.
And very.
Well, that happens across like
charismatically.
Seven different channels, man. I mean, you got every different possible mindset. I mean, you got NBC, which is a very liberal fucking show, sometimes, just depending on what time of day you're watching.
Only when you want it to be, probably.
It's fucking, no, well, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, see, there it is.
But, you know.
What is the
so
point?
If you it's have something.
Depending on what time of day you're fucking watching it.
Dude,
and then
Edward Bernays
Fox,
couldn't do this shit,
you know,
any better. My God.
You got,
really?
Yeah,
oh, this
exactly.
Is his brainchild.
That's exactly
that's
what
where it's all from.
Started.
This is Bernays' brainchild. All this big media machine.
Oh,
you see.
Fuck. It's a goddamn fucking
and if
monster.
Anyone's listening right now, I'm sorry to drop a name drop like that, but look up Edward Bernays.
Give us the short and sweet, because I don't know the name off the top of my head.
Related. Holy fuck.
Oh, wow.
Have him call in.
Have Nate, go ahead.
Have him call in.
N-word. Tell us about Edward. E-B.
Edward.
Bernays.
Edward.
E-Bazy.
All right, here we go.
E-Bazy. What's he about?
He wrote a little book called Propaganda.
Oh,
for?
I believe was put out in 1929. He is the nephew of Sigmund Freud.
Mind Freud.
And yeah, it's his writings. His are the playbook of from the propaganda of
propaganda
World War II.
Is the name of his fucking
yeah,
book.
Yeah, it was the name of the from propaganda of
that's
World War II.
That's where the word came from.
To getting people hooked on Marlboro cigarettes. To get everything.
All right,
I mean, he lived to be like 100, and he worked. Steady.
All right,
go on YouTube. Look up Edward Bernays. You can see him as an old man sitting there.
Turned the Department of War into the Department of Defense.
He sits there and laughs about getting everybody hooked on cigarettes and getting. It's disturbing.
Yeah,
you know
see,
I'm right. You know I'm
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Okay. That was that is probably what Edward Bernays is probably most famous for. That everybody does not know is how advertising affects everybody today. He was the one first set. The psychological fucking aspect of
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
It was not set. It was not.
He figured out that
state.
People are susceptible to advertising.
Right. The Nazis. The Nazis. The Nazis took Edward Bernays' propaganda,
and idea that charisma will charm people over to what you think.
It was
what you want them to think.
It was sell
it was deeper than that.
It was sell the sizzle, don't sell the steak. You know, that's what it. That's exactly what it was.
I'm gonna go grab propaganda. We're gonna.
That's why.
We're gonna read some of
that's
that.
That's why every that's single fucking. That's why every single car commercial that you see is not about how the car is built or what it takes to maintain the car
or how
it's,
long it will
it's,
last
it's,
or anything
exactly.
like that.
It's
about
how
ooh,
you
look
will
at how
feel
cool it is.
How you will feel when you drive the car.
Yes.
That's when you look at beer
and also
commercials,
the social standing
it's not about the fucking bottle. It's not
like
about
that.
How the
no, it's
fucking
all about that.
The
it's
Bud
combined.
Light is brewed.
It is a combined about how you feel due to the social standing
you have a
you
printed
obtain
PDF of it?
Amongst,
yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
wow.
It's that powerful of a writing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, Edward Bernays. If you've never heard of him, look him up. He's
based on this.
He's
shit
the
right
shit.
Here.
He's the one.
This is fucking insane.
He's not the shit, but I mean, he is. He was brilliant.
A frightening man. Yeah. No,
brilliantly, brilliant. Frighteningly brilliant, and nefariously so.
But I mean, yeah, when you look at like Super Bowl commercials,
I'll just read you the opening two sentences.
There you go.
Okay. Chapter one, organizing chaos. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses in an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country.
The hidden hand.
1928.
Motherfucker Jones.
And that's the first two sentences of
a really powerful bunch of writers.
All right. Hey, 19...
Even Jim read this shit, yo.
1912.
Hashtag Ted Cruz for president.
Oh, man.
That'll work. All right. 1928 on that Jim shit. Cruz? When was the fucking Federal Reserve
1913. Founded?
All right, so you look how the money gets tied into the advertising. I mean, this
absolutely.
Well, that was coming.
All right. 1928.
This speaks even deeper into the hidden agenda behind the whole ruling classes.
Yeah, but it's explained away in just a very short amount of lines from a very explicitly political movie. In a time, in a place of complete peace, in a lack of war. Can I quote it real quick?
All right. Yeah, please do.
Okay. This is from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. All
right.
Okay.
One of my faves.
Ow! The man in the mud goes on to say that an aquatic woman distributing swords is no way to form a government. We have an elective representative.
I don't know what you just said.
All right, then.
The point is...
Are you high?
No, this is a quote from the movie, and it's an important point of what we're trying to make right now, is that you can't just be some warrior asshole and think that you can just be president or king. Okay? The masses in no way will ever stand for that in a very... Emperor Titus kind of a way. The Senate would not allow the warrior class to move into the political class without proper guidelines having been met.
Whatever. You have to be such a member of...
Don't rape our women!
This
don't
is,
rape our children!
You have to be such a member of the hive mind elitist that you are a part of such a group, an elitist group, that you were chosen out of this elitist group to be the puppet figure, not even the main advisor to the puppet figure almost nowadays, because there used to be a head guy was the head guy. Like the king would ride out into battle with his subjects behind him. And then that turned into, well, the king's back up on the hill advising.
Right, because when the wave came
his
down,
generals
because Moses was all that. Like, we will crush you. And Pharaoh was all like riding at the front of his troops like a bomb-ass king's supposed to. And he's like,
used
we're going
to
go get
not anymore,
back.
Though.
And no, because he learned. They learned that was a bad idea.
Well, the king should be the guy on the hill advising his generals to go forth.
King's not going to get caught in that wave. Like, what if the other team's got magic?
Depends.
Or Moses.
I mean.
You know what I mean? You don't know. So you're going to wait back on the hill. That's just it.
When it was my time, I used to ride up the hill.
I was going to smack a Moses. But then I was like, he got them commandments and shit.
So my point is somebody's always been the boss for a long ass time. And you guys are so anti-authority.
Fuck the boss.
That...
Fuck authority.
I believe you guys
I love
have like no idea what kind of real authority system you would ever put in place if you were ever the one in charge.
Oh, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Let's have it.
Absolute.
Yeah, come on with that.
Absolute Bolshevik Soviet gulag. Absolute. I would kill more people than Lenin could have ever dreamed of. I would just kill everybody, and then it would be like me and like 10 other people.
See, here's
like,
my
hope. Well,
all right, Mr. Wolf. Why are we at
I
all
got
if
this.
Wondering why the FBI took you down?
Well, I'm not buying
oh,
no
let's
stupid
bring it
guns.
Full circle.
To bring that back, and we need to discuss
number
this.
One, I'm not buying guns.
Yeah, first of all, don't buy fucking machine guns from people you don't know. And now when I say this, people you don't know, if you're going to buy guns from people, you better make sure these are people you've done dirt with. These better be, you know what I mean?
People it you is, got dirt on. Is,
yeah, exactly. And I hate to say it like that to all be right, a scumbag.
Well, fuck ever, if at least your friend.
That was awful fucking advice, by
choose
the way.
Your
no, that's good advice. Wise. I almost caught fucking 5 years in federal prison for this. Almost right, this exact same fucking
here's
shit.
Here's the real shit. The feds is looking for people that fuck with guns.
And that's on,
so
and that's
if you fuck
on my
with
blood.
Guns, the feds is going to wind up finding you. So don't fuck with them, man.
You see,
that's my point. They can't take your kung fu away from you. The only thing that makes you strong is having a strong mind. And that is the only thing that they can't take away from you. And it's the
only
thing
worth having.
You can
make more of a difference with your mind than you ever can with a gun.
It's the only thing that's worth having.
We're gonna go to break here. And we're coming back with mass shootings as we're talking about guns. And
knives.
Intel Scanner Tuesday nights.
Love you. Love.
Kills the demon.
Yeah. Prodigal. You will never get rid of me, I'm always coming back. And I'm getting better than ever, and everyone loving that. I pick a venom to end of my son, I'm packing oblivion. I'll rip it faster than gas, blast past a million. I'll forever be rapping, the flow is everlasting. The inevitable success of a legend about to happen. The eminent event of a lyrical disaster. When I put the pen to a pad, make a spiritual master. Pieces, reaching to the stars, while you're preaching to the choir. While you people always leeching on my arm. When I talk about my past, get the hell out of my face. Focus on coming up, I ain't falling out of my place. I'm about to make a mark in the rap game. Y'all too slow, man, I started in the fast lane. Made a crew with the homies, I'm poetic. We pay dues, so you know we're gonna get it. Yeah.
I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things a week will be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Baby, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things a week will be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
This pen and this pattern making my fingers bleed. I'm writing about the pain and what I've been dreaming to be. I'm not pretending, I'm intending to resurrect your perfection. I'm measuring a lesson that's directing me in the present. I work day and night till the sun down, and I will fight to the end till I'm gunned down. Head up in the clouds like a flag in the god. I'm making the one against me, I'm defying the gods. Money never motivated, I wanna be known as the greatest. Too busy being loved, I don't even notice the haters. Dropping singles and now they uploaded the bases. I'm about to smash this motherfucker over Uranus. Prodigal on top of it, ain't nobody stopping him. Music is my baby and you know that I'll be rocking it. Forget about counting money, maybe I'm counting stars. Forget about planet Earth, baby I'm bouncing to Mars. You would think we live in the prison cause I'm out of bars. Setting fire, somebody sounding alarm. The unforgettable was generating a revenue. The greatest terrorists to never fading incredibles. Poetic is elevating the level to the pinnacle of anything we could ever endeavor. We'll never settle, the better only ahead of us. You shit breaks the way we give it, you enemas. And the people who love us, you know we love you. Changing the world is something that we must do. Got my city sacred, prodigal, we trust you. We the game changers, the clutch few. And I'm here to present the better of fellas. If you know somebody better than family, you should tell us. I developed one hell of a mental weapon that I use to exceed every level ever intended. I've never driven to Mars, but I've driven to Saturn. Counting constellations, you could say that I live in a pattern. I wake up and breathe greatness. I didn't get in the game to make a million, it was never to be famous. So we praying with heads down and hands closed, that we never forget about how a man grows. So with everything in me, I'm gonna fight hard till I make a place in the heavens to place my star.
I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things a week will be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Baby, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things a week will be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Reach for the sky while I'm standing here until I'm up so high, no landing gear. I can't imagine or fathom what would ever happen if I end up crashing. The lack and passion, I'm attacking Saturn in my rocket ship. No sarcasm, won't stop for shit. On a mission to the moon, so don't get in my way. Take a listen to your boys, we got a lot to say. Unforgettables, we take it to the level of incredible. Inevitable that we on the top, not preventable. We keep it real like a churchgoer, and we ain't gonna stop till everybody on this earth know us. Let me see you put your hands up high if you wanna come and kick it with some stand-up guys. Everybody going crazy when our name gets announced. You hear that beat drop, everybody bounce, bounce, bounce. Let me see you bounce, jump to the stars, make them easier to count. But to get where I'm at, you gon' need a blowin' ounce. But when that's all gone, you'll be back on the ground. Take a look, see me shrink in the distance. Think upon me when you're in need of some wishes. My team's up, ain't no way that you can get us. You know what they say, might as well join with us. Chase dreams like I'm sleeping in my track shoes. Wanna hear screams from the people in the back too. Ask who, you already know it's that dude. Sticks when I rip it like I'm spitting out tattoos. In debt to this game, fame past due. Never catching up, my whole team wearing flash shoes. Split it right in half, down the middle like a cashew. Add it up, man, I'll even do the math too. Right now, we're in need of some hand claps. We on the green while they screaming in the sand traps. Spit raps like a lung full of anthrax. And they can't breathe, everybody better stand back. While we all lose sleep on this rap shit. Daydreaming about dreaming on a mattress. No bricks, so we beam until we crash it. We can't stop, man, it's just a fucking habit.
It's Red Alert here at the Intel Scanner Tuesday night. So many mass shootings are happening. So many people are dying. I'm scared. I am absolutely frightened. I'm calling for an all-out gun confiscation ban. What does everybody else say? I am that scared to where...
You know what? What are your guns against an Apache helicopter? I've said it for the millionth fucking time. Your guns are only worth killing other people with.
Nothing.
Against the government, they ain't shit.
You might as well just put them to your head and just kill yourself right now.
Come on.
Predator drones.
Dude...
Hellfire missiles.
All right, all right. Predator Jones.
No, Patriot missiles.
No defense against that.
Okay, yes, I do. Because Predator Jones and Hellfire missiles will target a structure and a structure only. And so they will attack the fucking cabin that I supposedly live in while I'm camped out in the fucking woods. And when they come out on ground troops, I'll pick them off at 500 fucking yards because that's how accurate I fucking am.
Well, that's very all
that's
well and
retarded,
good.
That's retarded because they're well coming in good. With Apache helicopters.
Oh yeah, did you? Ever
they
see
still
you're
have to
napalm
see
napalm the entire
you know
forest
a,
that
do
you're
you
allegedly
know what
in.
A fucking ghillie suit is? Do you know how to navigate yourself through a fucking forest? I mean, I'm
napalm
telling you,
will
I'm a puppet
difficult.
Of the Empire. I will never have to do those things.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Give me some. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Woo!
That's my fucking theme song.
You'd be one of the soldiers standing there.
I listen to that song in the shower, dude. Psyched up for my day.
I jack off. All right,
Darth Vader.
He says,
"Motherfucker, Joe."
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Now, as soon as Darth Vader kills all of the,
I'm not worried about an on-scale invasion. You know, I'm not worried about like the mass shit because that shit's gonna happen in the bigger fucking cities. You know, when the shit hits the fan, we've got a place. Don't worry about it. But
to hide the children?
Oh, of course.
You're gonna take all the babies and hide them in your place
and the women.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then that place won't be targeted.
Especially the women.
What is not evangelical
and children,
about that?
Really, and the women and children.
It's not.
Why does anybody want to go with you?
Not all.
Because of your ghillie suit?
I don't want everybody.
I've got a ghillie suit, kids. Come with me.
Stop, I've got 3 months worth of food and water.
I don't want everybody. It's just family that comes with
just
me.
Just the Constitution. Me and the Constitution.
I got
out in the wilderness.
I got an app on my phone. I got a Constitution
all
app
right.
on my phone.
Now you're going way too far.
Hold on.
No. Now I need to rebut.
Use it as toilet
now
paper.
I need to rebut what you're saying right
no,
now.
No, I'm just saying, all right, if the shit were to hit the fan and become some kind
if
of...
If the shit hits the fan, now what?
And it becomes some kind of a martial law thing where it becomes to a point to where... The that probably needs to be cleaned out.
I will finish it.
But anyways,
say your piece, please, Jim.
I'm going.
J Love.
That's who I am tonight.
Okay, I'm not saying that, but finish your piece,
I'm not
please, sir.
Come on, just say it once.
So here's the deal. No. Okay, what do you think about? What do you think about mass shootings?
Like you like it?
You think about Columbine, perhaps? You think about Sandy Hook, of course.
Bring up the USA Today article
about
mass shooting. That's the top headline right now.
I just like clicked off that and went to a better one.
Virginia Tech killed more than any other one did.
32 killed April 16th, 2007. Virginia Tech.
Virginia!
Blacksburg, Virginia.
Woo-hoo!
A 23-year-old student gunman, Sung Hoi Cho, goes on a shooting spree, killing 32 people in two locations and wounds an undetermined amount of others on campus. The shooter, Sung Hoi Cho, then committed suicide.
Did he have a lisp?
I have.
If your name was Sung and you had a lisp and couldn't sing, dude, it would be a hellacious life.
All right.
Who is selling you firearms?
Of course
so
that.
No.
Who is selling a guy named Chong Wing
Sung,
Dong fucking...
who can't sing a fucking gun? All
right. Hey.
What kind of a curse all is right. that,
so
dude?
So you're familiar with the Virginia Tech shooting. Everyone is, almost. If you
there's not much dispute
fan,
about that one.
If you're
that's,
a fan of mass shootings, that's a good one.
Yeah, that. Well, there was. I
don't want to read that.
It's pretty solid that there
no,
was
it's
no.
It's a list.
I have a list. 27 killed December 14th.
No government involvement.
2012.
Right?
Sandy Hook, supposedly.
Ooh, Sandy.
Let's just not even do 5 minutes on Sandy Hook. It didn't happen. It was a big hoax. Whatever.
There's a lot of questions.
Evidence
so,
is all gone.
What about
so
Killeen, Texas? 35-year-old George Hennard crashes his pickup truck through a wall of Luby's cafeteria.
Oh, that was back in the 80s or something, right?
1991.
Right,
October 16th.
Right.
After exiting his truck.
That was the guy that
shoots and kills 23 people, then kills himself.
It was supposed that guy was supposedly MK Ultra. That guy was supposedly out of the same camp as like in Texas
oh,
as
man,
David Koresh.
That's some good shit.
See, David Koresh, what was he? He broke his bonds, and they killed him.
That's allegedly what happened. But that guy, the Lubitex, was allegedly MK Ultra. The same
okay.
thing.
So what about 1984, July 18th?
I think it would be better to start with your fucking point before we go into this long list of irrelevant
dates. There's a lot of irrelevant dates.
Because
killings.
But people die in such huge numbers. Like in Nigeria, there was an all-girls school that got raided 2 days ago.
This is a mass shooting, right?
400 girls all got kidnapped and are being sold into sex slavery. Man, I'm hanging out with Jim too much.
Whoa, hey.
But I don't.
Oh, this is a dig. I apologize. Apologize.
Don't,
my point
don't
is,
want to make fun of Jim at all.
Every time I stutter, you gotta take a. You gotta take a drink. That's just how it works.
Because I
don't want to lose my point, dude. There is some terrible shit happening in the world right now on a like satanic. Satan hasn't got shit on this kind of a level. Like these are massive amounts. Like Hitler doesn't have shit on this.
Hitler was a puppet.
And so my point is these things that are going on in Africa and in India and in some of the more remote parts of the world, like Yemen. Saudi just went to war on Yemen, last Wednesday? So this is the first show we've had since Saudi went to war on Yemen.
Yes.
Tens of thousands of people died in the last week just due to the government just disagreeing with these other people and went in to seize all their oil.
We have a proxy war with Iran at this time.
We have a proxy war with Russia at this
so
time. We have
you
a proxy
guys want to
war
talk
with
about
China
Sandy
time.
Hook
we have
in
a
your
proxy
constitution.
War with almost every major power in the world right now.
Yeah, isn't it awesome?
So Sandy Hook means
so it's a mass
nothing.
Shooting.
Nothing compared to what's going on in the world. There's Christians and lesbian Muslims that are being beheaded.
I don't give a
daily.
Fuck. I don't give a fuck.
All over the world.
And that's the point, dude. You and Ted Cruz have this really unique island that I want to understand.
Ted Cruz is on that
God
Loving Island over there.
He does. They're like, they go to the same evangelical church.
J-Love and T-Cruz.
I might fuck his wife on the side. I'm just saying.
He has a daughter.
Cruz Love 2016.
Whoa, he has a daughter that's way prettier.
Is she?
Yes.
Where do you think she gets her beautiful arms?
Does she have a
mustache? I do have a face for fucking
daughter.
She's
way prettier than Chelsea Clinton.
Is she way cuter than fucking,
Chelsea Clinton.
Well, Chelsea Clinton is, her dad's her dad's my dad.
Chelsea Clinton's my baby mama. Nigga, are you kidding me?
I just feel like we lose perspective when we talk about high school shootings. These kids are the ones environmentally being driven mad in a wild sociological experiment, and these could statistically be correlated to an advancement or a bettering of their sociological experiment that, in fact, does cause children to go into schools and shoot up each other purely based on stress factors, and it could have nothing to do with some government plot to take people's guns away.
So let's start with Columbine then. Like that, I mean, that is pretty much what we're all in agreement. That is pretty much like the top of
that affected me personally. I almost have no comment on that.
Well, what do you mean?
What about the England school shooting?
We'll get to Dunblane.
All right, Dunblane.
The Dunblane shooting.
But now you give a shit about other white kids in a whole different English-speaking country. These people.
You guys mentioned Virginia Tech. I wrote a poem when that happened.
Would you care to recite that tonight?
Really? Kind of a different perspective.
Yes, give us that.
I wrote this on April 18, 2007. It's called April Flowers.
Wow.
Wow, bring it on.
Spring flowers rise through ashes of the slain. He wanders through loneliness. Reach for the infinite and thirst for next rain. Trapped as a soul forgotten. Beginning as a pod, we are all carried adrift. Yet he remains lost forever. Against all forces, these seeds sprouting so swift. A future optimistic, but buried beneath life-giving soil hides all the turmoil. No sun nor rain can heal the pain. Feeling helpless and oh so distraught, for final farewell we glimpse at his thought. Feral with rage, he who love has forgot, leaving this world with bloodied stain. We shower the soil of those who were slain with flower, the symbol to remember their name.
Well, that was beautiful.
Fuck, Sean. Or Professor?
That was in remembrance to those who were lost, but also looking at a possible perspective on the side of the killer as well.
Can I ask?
Right, and that was exactly the point I was trying to make, is these kids are so fucking psychologically damaged that this is so statistically bound to happen.
It's not
even worth arguing about incidentally. I mean, the incidents are obviously going to unravel
the government is
in
doing
a very
this.
Similar fashion. Well, the government engineered the psychological experiment.
Absolutely.
But I don't think that they can set off any one particular child in a Manchurian candidate.
Oh, really? Of course they can.
No, they can't set a Manchurian candidate off. No, you think not?
No, I didn't say that they couldn't do it. I'm saying that on a Columbine, Sandy Hook kind of a level, they seem, or the Aurora...
Columbine and Sandy Hook are two different things.
Or that's... the Aurora thing. They're all different things, is my point.
See, Aurora... See, like Sandy Hook... Sandy Hook was, like, total false. The Batman shooting was... They had two guys go in there and shoot it up or whatever, and then dump this fucking idiot there. And Columbine seemed to be like it was actually two kids from what I've seen. Now let's just start with Columbine. Now, how frightening was that for that to happen? Because that was like...
I sat next to a kid in school who actually like lived through it. And so
probably one of the most frightening things to live through.
But it's other kids you know from school who... freaked out and came into school and did something about it.
And still, I would say that was used as a template to try to incite more things of that nature.
But I think it was
Never did it as good as that, because that was...
Well, they're waiting on it. They want some kids to fucking idolize them and just keep the cycle going.
I think you guys are using media spin as a correlative as opposed to an expletive. It happened. The media spin was after the effect. Like, the fact that occurred, nobody was talking necessarily a lot about school shootings in the forerunning up to that.
I don't think there really was school
shootings. Yes, there was. Yeah, over abroad, across the pond, there was.
It was going on. And, I mean, F-Bomb was just talking about issues from 1994, 1987. I mean, this school shootings do happen.
Dunblane. Let's talk about Dunblane.
Let's do that. Give us the facts.
Oh, yes. I'd love to. What you got?
The shooting in Dunblane, off the top of my head, it was a shooting, I believe, in Ireland. And we're going to fucking... long story short, it is what led to firearms being banned in the United Kingdom.
Scotland.
And it was almost... It was almost... mirrored to Sandy Hook.
Are you going to correlate it to the one that happened in Australia, or are we going to leave that one out too?
The Dunblane school massacre.
You know they don't have guns in Australia either, dude. It was a mass shooting.
Of course not, because it's all government bullshit. Take guns. All right,
you just can't use guns against Apaches. If you were smart, you don't want your friends like Jim. I don't want you to use a gun against the government.
Here's the
deal.
They
have Apaches.
Here's the deal. What? If
here's,
I want to have guns,
no.
Though.
So,
even
my
the Dunblane massacre.
Here's my answer to that.
Time out. Go.
Here's my answer to that.
No.
Go ahead.
Keep calling him out. Let him answer.
Go.
I want to have an Apache. It's my right to have an Apache.
Or an Apache.
Now you suck in my language, dude.
An Apache.
Like in a drone, like a drone style. Like, buy an Apache,
everything,
but just get drones.
I would feel so much better if I knew a guy that had an Apache helicopter.
Fuck,
just
yeah.
Just for the record. I would be too. Like, dude, I'm hanging at my buddy Jim's house with the Apache and shit. Dude, he don't drink anymore. You know why? Because he's got an Apache helicopter. Emergency flight anytime. Things always fueled.
With a drone, drone style.
Yeah, I keep the neighborhood kids drinking in line and shit.
Because napalm and scud missiles and shit. You should be allowed. You should be allowed absolutely to have whatever the military has, whatever the government has, I feel.
Whatever if they have I nukes. Should have.
Well, I mean,
oh, now
they have
suitcase nukes come back.
They have
it,
subatomic weapons.
Okay, now, right when I said that, I felt okay. There are horrible biological weapons and nukes and those type things.
They
are,
no. Yeah, you guys are real
no,
genius.
But you're on the right track.
They have dark matter weapons.
We should be allowed to have everything the police have.
Right, the police have, absolutely. Exactly. That's police shirt.
I want a bear cat.
Good call.
But the feds are giving police new
only Wyatt Earp weapons. Has got the Wyatt Earp gun, son. Okay.
Why can I be Wyatt Earp?
Well, you're allowed to.
Make
go on and sign up.
I can grow a mustache.
So, okay, fine. Develop your own weapon. Whatever.
You're allowed to do that in Montana.
I can
do
that.
They're called IEDs now.
I can build a Gatling gun out of a drill and a .22.
No.
Yeah, they call them IEDs.
It doesn't explode.
Oh, yes, they do. All mine do.
You're allowed to make bombs?
Well, no, you're allowed to make firearms.
I can make bombs.
The real law is you're allowed to manufacture any arrow-throwing device of your nature. So if you have a rail gun that happens to throw arrows at sub-light speed, then that's just your fucking prerogative, dude. And you bet your ass I don't know anybody who's really close to building one.
I bet I do.
That'd be cool to watch.
I don't know anybody
I'm
who's working
close.
On that right
I'm pretty
now.
Close right now.
Don't
I'm
know anybody
not
who's
working,
working
on
a
no.
rail
anymore.
Style
it was my high school like
style.
Project back in the day.
You're allowed to build any bow and arrow that you want. And if mine happens to work on consecutively moving magnets in a forward
quantum
direction.
Quantum physics. And
you know what I mean? That's my prerogative to make a rail gun style arrow throwing ballistic weapon. I am allowed to do that. That is
so
my
prerogative. So what if some crazy guy made an arrow-throwing ballistic weapon to target a school full of children?
That would... That's
they would ask him
dude.
To stop after the first time he did it.
After the first time, really. So how many people have to die
asshole.
For this freedom that you speak of that you...
Oh, have? Now all of a sudden this guy doesn't have American. Now all of a sudden American lives aren't worth... All the wars
Whoa.
And everything that happened.
My hands are
Americans
up. Don't shoot, man.
Died.
I'm saying, please, don't
I'm
shoot.
I'm just saying that
no.
is
easy,
like
Mike.
The least American thing I've ever heard. Like, that is something a Swiss person would say. All right, dude. All right.
Why is this person targeting children?
A school.
In a school?
Yeah, Mr. Crazy Guy.
I know, right?
Why is
so,
he shooting his
why is he
sitting
up on
thing,
a throwing weapon?
I'm just saying it's a good thing we were listening to everyone's fucking phone calls because... That's how we found this guy. We sent
Why?
A post office man to this man's address and all his neighbors every day for the last like 10 years. And we all of a sudden discovered there's a den in this one house because the post office guy that went by the house and delivered mail there every day just looked and seen it was weird. So we reported it to his superiors and they investigated and it was seems like they had a whole fucking crew of people up in here about to do terroristic activity.
Thought police. Thought crime.
This is in the news. I read this article just a couple of days ago, right? Mm-hmm. This is happening right now. I don't know all of the ins and outs of the story, but yeah, I've said it before.
What is terroristic activity? Even being part of the Tea Party, you're considered a domestic terrorist. If you believe in, like, if you think about those, what do they call them? Those...
them liberals?
The
militia?
The ones who... the... oh, shit.
See, they don't Mom fuck with the Nazis, though. The whole Nazi party gets to do whatever it wants around here. It seems like even the new Black Panther Party is preaching a whole line of hate
don't forget
and
the Catholics.
Violence speech. And yet they're still not getting fucked with. And so also there's like the Westboro Baptist Church also calling for violence openly. And they're not getting fucked with. Who is regulating who gets to say what?
Well, it depends on which God you believe in.
This wolf guy went to jail.
Right? That's
and yet,
important.
And yet these other people are not going to jail for preaching a whole line of
which is
violence.
Way worse.
And
than
revolution
what?
And all these crazy ideas. Way worse. Seemingly instigatingly to these type of wolf guys To bring them out of the woodwork so that we can cut the head off of any
If
snake.
You claim to be a sovereign American, you're also a terrorist.
You're on the list, yes.
You're damn right. I think you're really hitting on the head of something here, man. Because when you look at Ayatollah, for instance, and their terror rooting techniques and the way that they go through their own people and root out so-called conspirators and so-called espionagists, so-called spies...
If you're
either trying to say that that doesn't exist, and there is no espionage and there is no spies.
Of course.
Or you're trying to say that what you're doing is so private that it's no longer in the interest of the American people, that you're so xenophobic that you want to... Like cut off.
How much time we got?
Acres?
I got a final point. We got like 15
minutes.
Yeah,
we got about plenty. 13 like minutes or so.
All right, am I rambling? I didn't mean to ramble.
No, you're not.
I feel like
I'm gonna give a little foreshadowing onto the final thought of the night then, and we're gonna go towards a reversal. Let's just say reversal now, and then we'll move on to something else.
This Tom Wolfe point's important though.
Tom Wolfe is the epitome of the point. Absolutely, I agree.
A reversal.
This guy wasn't that smart.
No, and he was a really
Let's not talk about him like he's dead. He's in jail, though. He is. And anyone that wants to donate to bail this cocksucker out of jail fund.
Don't say cocksucker.
Well, he's... We will get the opportunity to talk to this guy. I would love to hear this guy. Listen, I'll... buy this nigga a drink at the bar anytime I see him because I don't disagree with him. He's in jail. This guy's in jail over his
action of taking the lure from the FBI.
And yet there is no victim for his alleged crime. No victims.
Buying government guns from the government. I mean,
they fucking pulled him out of the water. They fucking caught him.
Totally Hook. Fished about.
But, yeah, and they're going to have to throw him back due to the illegal circumstances that are going to come to be found about the way he was brought in. That's not the point. They're supposed to be scaring all the rest of us. And you guys aren't taking that bait of being scared at all.
Quieting effect. That's what they're going for here. They don't want anyone else to be forming a head to any sort of snake.
They want you to have a little more discourse and a little less rhetoric.
What did he do yet? Nothing.
He didn't do anything.
No one is victimized. There's no hurt. There's no pain. There's no nothing.
He was an antagonizer of...
A usurper.
So are we.
So am I.
I'm going to speak for myself.
Spreading discord.
Antagonizer of non-solutions. He just caused more problems. Chaos.
And so he deserves to be in jail.
That's what's entertaining. You're telling me Hollywood hasn't sold this to people for 100 years?
You can't just jail people because they expose a wound that's already festering.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
You can't not fix a problem by not fixing it.
You can talk about it, whether...
I'm shutting my fucking laptop right to that. That's a good one.
You can't...
I like your idea, but it doesn't...
You can talk about it intelligently or not. That's the First Amendment there.
But we can't fix this dissent issue without fixing it.
Well, do we not have the right to our redress?
You do in proper discourse.
Yes, which means protest. Which means having a printing press and spreading your views.
Yeah, and if your views were deliberately dickish and unfounded without solutions...
If he did something wrong,
would lose your job.
His actual charge right now is the firearms charge. We're going to have to see what else they stack on. What do you think it's going to be? Inciting a riot or something? What would they charge him with?
Happened. Maybe intent. It all comes down to intent. It does. And maybe his intent did show that he was willing to give his life.
What if he was
going
to go Ted Kaczynski? I mean, what if he was?
Am I not allowed to share one of many possible narratives?
Please do.
No, I'm just saying, like, if I were him, like, that's his narrative, and is he not allowed to share it?
I think he is. And what do you think?
What? I just wanted this here illegally modified weapon for self-defense in case the FBI showed up.
He didn't even say it was for self-defense. He said it was for cleaning house.
So hold on. Let's play it like this. Let's say you.
Well, he did talk about wanting to firebomb this courthouse.
Let's hold on. Forget.
Supposedly, allegedly.
Forget the whole story. Let's play it like this.
The media lies so much, we don't even know.
I haven't heard that clip, actually.
Let's say I buddy up to you, and we've been hanging out for the last year and a half. All of a sudden, one night, you're like, hey, man, I really want some cocaine. Oh, you do? I know a guy that's got some cocaine. Oh, really? Well, let's get a fucking A-ball. Let's get a quarter ounce.
Let's at least get a half ounce because I want to go for a while.
Oh, yeah. You just got paid. That's right, because I already know that.
Because we was just hanging out.
Let's just go get a full ounce. So I go get the full ounce of cocaine from my buddy, bring it back over, give it to you.
Ooh, and you did the right thing, man. DEA, thank you.
DEA kicks in the door, and I set you up. We've been friends for the last year and a half.
Bulletproof style. Bulletproof.
So what's,
you're not worth it.
So
the
what's
DA
up?
Isn't going to go down on a low citizen.
Why is he coming down on this guy then?
Because he's worthwhile. We don't even fucking know.
Not. That's what I said. My contention is
he's a headline.
The media is lying about most of it anyways. The media, whatever you've heard about this guy, is a big lie already.
It's all right.
There you
bullshit.
Go. My point
so what is he
some...
doing? We can listen to his podcast that has been out there, though.
And they're good. They're good.
And he's crazy.
Crazy good, huh?
Crazy awesome. Cray-cray-oss.
So I agree with almost nothing
the man
says.
All right, both of you, listen. I want two opinions. What was this guy's intention? One side, the other side. What was this guy's intention? You both listened to his stuff. What was it? Go.
To bring attention to what is happening. To this lawyer theocracy that we have in this country. That's what I got.
To bomb America back into the Stone Age.
Oh,
he has no intention. Interstate travel, or let alone space travel, educating kids that aren't his. Guy's a dick. He has no intention of helping anybody but himself, and he can do that in fucking prison.
So he's trying to get suitcase nukes to drop into Old Faithful and set off.
Yeah, he's trying to come in on parachute.
And if one guy does, it's a bad deal for everybody.
But this guy wasn't doing that. Fuck that. Bullshit.
Now all of a sudden you know. All of a sudden you
know. No, I don't know, but that seems a bit fucking extremely contentious.
What was the name of his podcast?
The Montana Republic.
The Montana Republic. That's right.
Boy.
And hopefully it's
there
still
we
up.
Are.
You know, hopefully they haven't taken that down yet. I would invite our listeners to check it out and make the decision yourself.
Yeah.
So check out the Montana Republic. Anyone listening?
She didn't answer our call.
Hey, just see what she says. I mean, see what you think when you listen to that. And there's the girl. What's her fuck?
Yeah, we've decided to take the high road and actually email her ahead of time and set up the interview.
Yeah, we're going to do that. I know, right? The girl.
Because
whatever.
We know what we're doing. Yeah. The female correspondent.
She needs
on
to meet us.
One Tom
whether
Wolf's,
or not she likes
the
us
Montana
or not is
Republic
irrelevant.
Radio blog post.
Because we respect her opinion already. I'm
going to
say it.
Oh.
A lot of respect.
That's all I want to, you know, at the Intel Scanner, we project love. We project truth. We project contention.
How much time do we have? Because can I bring up
time.
Six
do
minutes?
It.
Six
do
minutes.
It.
Sam
do
Harris
it.
Is the do name it. Of a philosopher who's out there. He's got lots of books. He talks about these kinds of things, and he talks about at the one point, the power, and I just lost on the tip of my tongue what you were just saying.
For $725, that guy
is fucked.
Is fucked. Yeah.
700.
I think they have to cut him loose.
I
think they're just making
an
example out of it.
I sure hope so. And
when are they
first
cut
of all,
him loose then?
Yeah.
Maybe
weird.
We should form.
It's not even $1,000.
A brigade to go down to the Yellowstone jailhouse and protest his incarceration.
They want to. They're gonna have to paint him as a very dangerous person.
Oh, didn't think of that, did you?
What?
I protest that we should protest.
I protest that we.
You should do a fucking anti-protest to our protest.
I'm a non-anti-protest.
We can control the whole thing.
I'm just gonna carry around a sign that's just stopping you guys.
Yes, we'll control the protest. You control the anti-protest.
Can we call it a vigil? Does anyone know what vigil means? Can we light candles
and shit?
Yes. Can we have a candlelight vigil?
Yes.
In his honor. He's not dead.
Why not?
But he might as well be because they're taking him away from
free
life.
William Wolfe. Free William Wolfe.
Outside the prison.
No, well, we can light candles everywhere.
Is he at Yellowstone County Detention Center?
Go to Starbucks and light a candle.
First Amendment right has not been infringed upon, you guys.
What? No. His Second Amendment has.
Yeah.
Right?
He has the right to bear arms. That he manufactures himself within the state of Montana.
And if the FBI wants to make me fucking some super badass guns and I choose to buy them from them, they shouldn't turn around and arrest me because they took my $725.
Excellent point.
It was transaction over.
You girls
Fuck
are all
you.
Pretty.
It was transaction over.
Do you
over.
Know how gnarly of a railgun you could have
Can
for $725?
We, is that the next episode, Entrapment? Are we going to get into
entrapment.
That?
I think we should.
I think entrapment would be a
That's
good...
That's an excellent idea.
I mean, that brings prostitution involved, man.
I'm going to do that versus bad guys that just need to go down in any way possible.
Prostitution
and we're under
is
three
not a bad
now.
Guy, man. I mean, the guy who's getting a prostitute is not a bad guy, man. Don't say the guy who's getting a prostitute is a bad guy. Fuck.
I really wish I wouldn't have lost my point about that Sam Harris character because the guy is an awesome new philosopher that I've just found on the internet. He talks about neuroscience, whether or not you have free will. He's got a book called Free Will. And he talks
Free Willy?
Free Will.
Just it's a matter of the thing we talked about on this very show and how you have a differentiation between your brain knowing that you've done something and that you've actually haven't done something. Like they do psychological experiments with a button push.
So there's just you're just being controlled by
the point is that
so mass shooters are being controlled. Is that what we're breaking tonight?
We're breaking that you're actually just a matter of circumstance and you're no free will that you
Whatever.
Will just do
you
what
can
the
only
machine.
Collapse. I don't know. I think it's half and half. It's
here's
it's,
the here's
it's
the other
half
thing.
Fate and half whatever.
Here's the other interesting point about this article with Wolf. Just reading before we're out here, he was told the quote unquote supplier was a class 3 dealer. And had converted the firearm from semi to full automatic.
So he must have been cleared to accept that.
So that would mean to him that if this guy's legit and he's doing this for me, then this is probably all okay. And that's even more fucking entrapment right
there. So yes. He should get the best jury trial ever.
Fuck the FBI. Fuck these clowns.
I think the infringement, the overreach, the...
These
Government
lawyers
want to incorporate.
Do we know who this Wolf guy was?
Every aspect of human interaction wants to be regulated by these crazy oligarchs.
I just want to say, Star Trek theme story, Vulcan's Land, Bozeman, Montana. Stargate, the aliens escape from Area 51. Where do they hide out? Billings, Montana.
Last
in
20 seconds. Final
aliens
thoughts.
Hide in
20
Montana.
Seconds. Look
Are you
up.
Joking?
Tom Wolfe's an alien.
Look up William Wolfe. Stuart Swerdlow. Look him
William.
Up. Freeman TV. Check that out.
Propaganda by Edward Bernays.
Dr. Joel Wallach.
Intel
check
Scanner.
Him out.
Tuesday night.
Intel Scanner. We love you.
Kill everybody.
Good night.